If you or someone you care about has cancer, Macmillan Cancer Support's online community is here to help from day one. Macmillan's free online forum provides a safe space to get support from both experts and others who've been there. Members support each other anonymously, sharing what's helped them on a range of subjects, from dealing with side effects such as hair loss and fatigue, to money worries and managing work, or talking with children about a diagnosis. There are different forums on cancer types or experiences, opportunities to ask an expert, and blog posts. Find support 24/7 from people who get what it's like to have cancer. To join, search Macmillan Online Community.
Hello and welcome to Watch What Crappens, a podcast about all that crap on Bravo that we just love to talk about. I'm Ben Mandelker, and joining me today is the luscious and wonderful Ronnie Karam. Hi, Ronnie. How's it going?
Hi. Good. Construction at this house has entered a new phase, so there's new... I've got my finger on the mute button, but if some stuff gets through... That's what it is, guys. Okay. Just let's all stay calm. First the house, then my face.
One thing at a time. Well, it's okay. We will give you a pass for any clunks and clanks and drills, etc., that come from your background. We all know, like, you know what? This is real life. This is like real life podcasting, you know? Nothing is perfect.
Thank you. Thank you, man. So welcome to the show, everybody. Happy Tuesday. It's Below Deck Day. Only one day left. I was surprised to hear that intro because usually it's only 12 episodes left of the season.
Seriously. This season is barreling towards its finale. And then we've got Below Deck Sailing Yacht, which is ready to go. That one, the trailer just dropped for that one yesterday. A lot of people were surprised. I was reading. A lot of people were surprised that Gary is in it. But apparently they shot this before the whole scandal. And I guess Bravo was like, should we air it? Should we not air it? Maybe. I don't know if they tried to cut him out or not. But I think they obviously were like, ugh, okay, let's put it on the air. But amusingly, he's obviously in the trailer. But in the they had some commercials also during Below Deck last night now that the trailer's dropped. And Gary is nowhere to be found in the commercials. They have cut him out completely of their on-air promos. I mean, Daisy was all over it, but no Gary. So that's going to be
Bravo
really interesting.
Has come to count on the Housewives' memory, because we all know that people who watch Real Housewives' memory, Real Housewives show, have no memory. We have the memory of mosquitoes. And the next season, we just forget everything that happened the season before. If you don't believe me, read a comment section. But yeah, I think they're relying on that now for Below Deck, because they're just like, well, we just kept it on the shelf for a long time. People will forget anything that happened with Gary. I mean, who's the new Chief Stew? Ramona Singer? Jesus Christ.
Well, I think
Stassi like gonna come like lead the deckies. I mean, what are you doing?
Kelly Dodd is the chef. I think
you're stupid. Why? Yo, why am I saying? You're dumb. You're a dork.
It's good. The food's good. It's cooked. You're stupid. It's not my fault. You have an allergy.
So we'll see. I mean, my theory is that the reason why we got this Below Deck med season so quickly, considering that the last season was below, it was, you know, we all know it came up very quickly and had Aisha on it. To me, I feel like they threw this one together with some of their most reliable people because I knew they could like get Sandy, Aisha, good to go, ready to go, hot to go. And they put this season up because they needed that time to like re-edit Below Deck Sailing, maybe to minimize Gary or work around him or something like that. I don't know. That's just my theory. We'll see if it's true or not. But, you know,
I love
it's a really important theory for these times.
It's a super intense theory.
It's a really, you know what, in this election year, we have to stand for something.
I stand behind it. And you know what, I'm just hoping that Brittany Mahomes is behind it.
Because some people
really give a shit what that lady thinks. Who the fuck is Brittany Mahomes? And why the Brittany fuck Mahomes. Should I care what this lady thinks? Why is she in the news every day? Brittany Mahomes likes Taylor Swift. Who's Brittany Mahomes going to vote for? What is Brittany Mahomes mad because
I don't know if I can hear you call her. I don't know if I can hear you call her Mahomes one more time. Mahomes. I just know people listening are like,
that's the point. I don't know who this fucking person is. I don't care who she is. And then I looked up who she is. She's married to somebody. Who cares? Yeah. Like, has she done anything? I literally do not care who she's married to or that she's friends with Taylor Swift. I don't care what she wants. I don't care who she's voting for. Get her off my news feed, okay? Get the woman off my fucking news. I hate this woman. I don't even know who she is. All I've known is that I've had to read about her every fucking day for 2 weeks. Get her out of my life. Please.
She's a huge Crappens listener. Just kidding. She definitely does not listen to us. Well, I'm sure she has a feeling about Below Deck Sailing if you really pressed her.
Why are we even talking about her?
I don't know.
See how this has seeped into normal life? This is
I don't
why
know.
I'm even thinking about this person.
Because I made a joke about election year, and then all of a sudden, you went off on Brittany Mahomes.
Oh, sorry. Well, that was my bad then.
No, I liked it.
Brainwashed is my
I liked point. It because I was not anticipating that whatsoever, and it was great. I had no idea.
Now. I came to work in a good mood today.
I know, but you know what? The poison is in us now.
Well, welcome to the Brittany Mahomes show. Welcome to the Brittany Mahomes show. We're your homos, Ron and Brittany Mahomes.
Brittany okay, Mahomes.
Let's get on with it. I forgot what I was talking about. What did Gary do? Never mind. Let's just.
He ate cats and dogs.
Okay. Below Deck 916. This episode is called Chain of Commandment. What?
Why is the mint that part there? Chain of command.
Is it biblical?
Isn't it just chain of command? Isn't that enough of a phrase? Why do we need to add meant to it? Chain of command.
I think because, I would think it's kind of biblical, right? Like the Ten Commandments, but nothing biblical happened, I don't think.
Not that I can remember. We'll have to ask Brittany Mahomes.
Fucking lady. Sure they will. They'll be like, what do you think about the title of Below Deck? She'll be like, you know what? I'm really not sure about it. Let me talk to my husband and get back to you. Let me hang out with Taylor Swift for a while and I'll get back to you on that one, guys. Brittany Mahomes, shut the fuck up over there.
Yeah. Everyone is coming back from their big night out. They were all drinking. And as you may remember, Gail and Aisha are wasted and Gail is crying on the dock because Joe is going to visit Nathan in Ireland. And now Gail feels like she's not a priority because she thought she was going to get to travel with Nathan first.
Now, I know that this is just a drunken cry fest. And listen, I've been friends with this girl my whole life. I still am friends with this girl in 20 different incarnations. And God damn it, I love her. And I know that when I answer the phone and we're both drunk or we're just hanging out after a bar and we're both drunk, this is going to happen. She's going to cry over some dumb little thing. And guess what? You don't invest your time because the next day it doesn't even matter. As we find out later, we just know it's not going to matter. She's drunk. She's feeling some sort of a way. But Aisha does not care because this is Aisha's ministry is being there for girls when they're drunk on Below Deck. Like when girls are dealing with terrible men on Below Deck, Aisha, this is her ministry. It's why she was put on this earth. So she's like, your strength is so inside. It's poking inside. You're so strong right now. Are you a Mahomes? What is going on with you? What is she so strong about? She's literally crying over some guy possibly going to Ireland at some point.
If you think Brittany Mahomes didn't have a sob like this every time Patrick went off for an away game, you'd be sadly mistaken. You're just as strong as Brittany.
Let me be your tailor, baby. Cry to me.
So I'm not really understanding this massive Gail strength because she's showing none. Okay? She's very strong. She once dropped an anvil on her foot. Don't forget.
You know, I got a skin rift.
So Aisha is basically like, so what do you want to do? She's like, well, we can go to bed. She's like, you go to bed. She's like, yes, it's okay. Oh, I just had a little moment of weakness, so it's okay.
Yeah, she does. She's doing that thing where she's like, I'm fine, please. She's still sobbing. She's like, please stop comforting. Nothing happened to you.
I know.
Why are we comforting you at all? I don't even understand. And I don't even hate this girl. I really like Gail, but give me a fucking. And then Aisha's like, all right, let me get a toast. Let me get some noodles before bed.
Aisha said she was going to go to bed, but now she's not going to go to bed. Can I trust anyone? Can I trust anyone in their word? I've just been through so much.
So now Joe and Carrie. Carrie's the new girl, for those who don't remember. They are making toasties in the kitchen. And they're just kind of like joking around about pizza and cold pizza and pineapple pizza. All the stuff that really makes for a great romance going back to the Jane Austen days. And then
they really are trying to make this romance happen for us at the last moment. But it's kind of like Joe's run out of everybody and he's just like hitting on a chimney sweep. Because listen, yeah. I think Carrie is like a great, obviously she's a great stew. I just think of her as just so utilitarian. I don't think she gives a fuck about Joe. She's just like, is that anything for me to clean? I'm going to bed.
Goodbye. Yeah.
Give me some pineapple on my pizza and leave me alone.
Yeah, I think that's pretty fair. So Aisha then escorts Gail back to Nathan's room. He's like, go have some cuddles. And she sort of basically puts her into the bed with Nathan so that way they can cuddle. And Nathan's like, what's wrong with you? She's like, nothing. And he's like, I can't wait to travel with you. Seriously. She's like, well, I don't want you to feel like you have decided. I'm like, okay, Gail, you're kind of getting annoying now. Like, I can't just, it's like the drunk reassurance person. And you're like, oh my goodness. You know, they're that doesn't like matter what it says.
Just like, you know what? I've never been in a cute couple. I'm never going to be in a cute couple. But one thing I am is around cute couples. I'm sick of cute couples. I'm fucking over it. Okay. Yeah. Just do something on your own. You're all gross. I'm sick of you in food courts. I'm sick of you in traffic. Just sick of you in line at stores, sick of you rubbing on each other's lower back. Like, I'm just sick of you guys. I'm sick of the way you talk to each other, like, all the time. Get the fuck out of my way. You know what I mean? I'm trying to check out at the Home Depot. Sick of it. I'm sick of it on these shows. And I can't stand any more of this cute coupleness. It's like, aren't we a cute couple? We're a cute couple. But I'm sad. I don't want you to be sad. But I am. But I don't want your feelings to be hurt. Then show me. Show me with the actions, not your words. Oh, for fuck's sake. I showed you. I left. Okay, I drove away. That's me. That's my actions.
Yeah, it's a lot. And he's like, no, I want you. I want you more and more. I love you. I think I'm loving you more and more. Which is really very sweet. But we all know once they get to Fort Lauderdale, because that's where all deckies wind up, it's going to be over.
Yeah, Fort Lauderdale. You know what? I think if this podcasting thing doesn't work out for much longer, I'm going to need a second chapter in my life. And I think I'm just going to go to school and become a divorce lawyer so I can just listen to the stories of all these cute couples leaving each other. I'm going to become a divorce couple specifically in Fort Lauderdale just so I can listen to Yachty's breaking up for the rest of my life. But I mean, it sounds like music to my fucking ears, honestly.
I would like a spinoff on Bravo. I sincerely thought this last night when, you know, someone else, I think Ellie was saying, like, I cannot wait to go to South Florida. I was thinking, like, their Bravo really should do a spinoff in Fort Lauderdale with just basically all the deckies on dry land in between boats, you know, because they all get up to so much shit. They're all having babies with each other, and then they leave the babies on the curb as they go off onto a boat.
Landies. What would you call
it? Yeah, landies. Like, yeah, and landies.
Yeah.
Landon, or actually, I thought of a name for it. It was like, or I don't know, Doc.
What do they call it? They call it like landbound, or what is it called? Not landbound, locked. Landlocked.
Landlocked. Landlocked would be actually a great name for it.
There you go. And Bravo, by the way, do not steal this idea without crediting us. You can steal it, but at least say this is from Ben Ron on the Below Deck, you know?
Just give us credit, okay? Yeah. Just how, like, yeah, just give us credit. And I think they should film it like The Hills. You know,
actually, we should cut this because we have connects over there. We can go sell this show. We should cut this and go sell this show. Seriously.
Landlocked.
That's a okay. great idea. Just like do like a winter house, but it's all the below deck people who are off season, stuck in like Fort Lauderdale, just aging badly and, you know, going to the STD clinic every other day, you know?
Yeah. Yeah. And it's, you know, Fort Lauderdale, full of excitement and charm.
Fun Lauderdale. Okay, so they're like being cute couple, and now it's 6 hours before charter. Everybody's waking up, and Joe's like, "Good morning, bro. I wanted to tell you, you know what, Carrie? She's so sound, but you know, just as a mate." Because Nathan's like, "Oh, Jesus Christ, Joe, you're disgusting. How could anyone be into Joe? He's just gross. He's like a sample tray, you know? If you saw all the fingers that have been all over that sample tray, you'd never eat it again. I feel like anybody who's approached by Joe should be shown footage of everything. They should be shown footage.
You know what it is with Joe? I don't find him gross. I just find him very unfascinating. Like, he never says anything that is interesting. He never has any insights into himself or the people around him that are noteworthy. He's just very average and predictable and totally unremarkable. But he has nice hair.
You know, I think that that's a good point, because I don't really feel any true anger towards Joe. And the men on this show really do film, you know, especially the fuck boys who are just trying to bang everybody and then hurts their eventually hurts everybody's feelings. Usually I hate that guy, but you're right. He's just an uninteresting person who's just trying to eat a sandwich. I feel like he's just trying to eat a sandwich. he's just always going to say yes to any kind of, he's just hungry, you know, he just wants a sandwich.
He's decently good looking, got good hair, nice eyes, nice arms, friendly enough. But, like, the fuckboy thing is just, like, it's actually, his fuckboyness is actually so cliche. It's not even at the level where it can be disgusting. It's just, like, not even an interesting version of being a fuckboy. It's just kind of, like, a very generic January movie of fuckboyness.
Yeah, and people are trying to talk themselves into being into him, too, which I think is really funny. Ellie's like, well, you know, I could do better, but there's no one here, so maybe I'll try again with Joe. Joe,
sometimes
wants babies? Oh, Joe screwed me over again. And then 2 weeks later, she tries. And then Bree's like, I don't want anything to do with him. Do you want to fuck in the bathroom? Please never speak to me again.
You know what? Lamborghinis and Nissans drive same highway. Let's do it.
Given that Bree is the Nissan in Ellie's mind, I should clarify.
So Nathan's like, oh, Joe, this is utter bullshit. This is what Joe does. This is Joe's masterclass. How is this a masterclass? He's literally failing at everything, okay? He just got dumped for a piece of pineapple pizza last night. A cold piece of pineapple pizza.
Yeah, this is not masterclass. It's not a TED Talk. I don't even know if it's a learning annex. This might just be a very long comment on YouTube.
Yeah. For real. So Joe's like, why can't a male and a female just be mates, mate? No one even wants to be your friend, Joe. Guess what? No one's calling you after. You're not getting laid and you're not getting called. You're just a sad, sad, lonely man. Go away, Joe. Go to Brittany.
And also,
walk towards the Brittany. Walk towards the Mahomies, Joe.
Yeah. Also, did he receive some sort of indication from Carrie that there were anything more than mates? Like, you guys are mates. So why are you wondering, like, why can't men and women just be mates? It's like, well, guess what? You are mates right now. So stop looking into it so much, because I don't think she really cares. And if she does, you know, bang you, it's because she's horny. It's not that she inherently thinks that there's anything special about you.
Yeah. So H had fun last night. She's talking to Bree. Everyone's getting ready. It's like morning. And then Carrie sees Joe. She's like, what's up, Joe? And he's like, how you feeling? She's like, you know, Joe, I don't feel so bad. I don't feel so bad. Last night, it was so nice to spend time with
me.
Pizza, pineapple pizza. Really, really did it for me, Joe.
And then we see Gail talking to Nathan, doing this thing that like is also kind of annoying. It's more cutesy thing of like, I really didn't think I'd kiss a boy. And he's like, oh yeah, I fucked that up.
Oh, it was worthy.
He's like, no.
I hope.
And they're talking about how they can't wait to travel. And she goes,
you know, I've just gotten out of a relationship, and there were times where I didn't feel like it was like a priority to my partner. I felt like Brittany Mahomes with
Taylor, is she always a priority? I don't think so. So everything between Nathan and I have been self-faced, and I question whether my feelings are real, and I just don't want lightning to strike twice.
I'm like, I think that's
I'm actually rooting for lightning. I've got to be at this point, I'm rooting for the lightning.
I'm pretty sure the expression is not lightning always strikes twice, so I think we're all right. But I can imagine she is listen, unfortunately, when it comes to relationships, people, it's not usually a lightning situation. It's usually a cycle. It's usually a standard weathered pattern that comes through, unfortunately, for her.
She's just so funny to me because she's like, I just got out of a relationship and I didn't feel like I was a priority. You literally came on TV and cheated on your boyfriend. What the fuck are you talking about?
Yeah, but I supported that completely because the guy was.
I mean, I did too, but it's just her. It's her retelling of history.
Yes.
Like, oh, I'm not a priority. You literally cheated on your boyfriend. He was calling you every day. Like, your boyfriend wanted to talk to you 30 times a day. If anything, I would say your boyfriend was a stalker and a fucking obsessive weirdo. I wouldn't say that you weren't a priority. You're literally all he thought about. But for you to rewrite it like, oh, I'm not a priority. You were cheating on your boyfriend, ma'am. Come on, Gail. And I think Gail's doing the below deck thing where they're like, okay, we're wrapping it up. So this is the end of your love story. What are you going to do? Are you going to travel together? You know, I think she's been kind of prompted into some of this, but.
Yeah.
It's time for a commercial. It's time for a Crappens commercial.
Hey, it's Guy Raz here, and you might know me as the host of How I Built This. Well, did you know about my other show, The Great Creators? It's where I interview some of the most celebrated actors and musicians of our time about their life, their craft, and where they find their ideas. You'll hear giants like Tom Hanks.
Very rarely do I have a conversation, quite frankly, like this one guy.
Jason Sudeikis talked about how he became Ted Lasso.
People will say to us, you know, the show saved me. I will say back, me too.
Plus, musicians like Ellie Goulding, Bjork, and Lainey Wilson.
I remember having that crazy feeling of, I am going to do this. I'm going to be on that stage.
You can check out our newest season and browse our whole catalog, 80-plus episodes, by following The Great Creators on the Wondery app or wherever you get your podcasts. You can listen to The Great Creators early and ad-free right now on Wondery Plus.
So now there's like lots of provisions happening, like lots. And she's like, Ellie, provisions. But Ellie's like nowhere to be found because Ellie's like doing a fashion show. And then she finally joins and Aisha's like, oh, thanks for coming right at the end. We finished. So basically what's happened is Aisha now sees the light that is Carrie. Like, oh, there is a world where I could have a good stew. And I don't have to keep pretending like Ellie's doing such a good job when she's been also sucking. She just looked good in comparison to Brie. But now she looks bad in comparison to Carrie. And Aisha just does not want to deal with it anymore. She's got senioritis in terms of friendliness. And she is just like, fuck Ellie now.
Yeah, she's had it. So she is talking about the theme of the night, and they want a Swedish pop musical Greek thing. And she's talking about how she loves this couple. Now, wasn't in the previews, didn't we see the horrible gay coming on with these people?
We saw that the horrible gay had been with them, but amazingly, he did not tag along for the 10th time onto this charter.
Oh, because when this episode ended, I was like, what lovely gays. I thought we were going to get the horrible gay.
No,
the horrible
just,
gay never came. I thought they were lovely gays.
These were just like the loveliest gays. Just they were just
they
happy
were so
to
lovely.
Make some saucy jokes. Like if they could make a saucy joke, they would make it. They're like, oh, yeah. Nice knife. That's good to spread on the bun. I know what I'm going to spread on my buns.
Yeah, it was very much like, oh my God, is this food? We're going to swallow it. Not the first time we swallowed, am I right? I was like, oh God, all right. It's like the old Palm Springs gays, which yeah. We know that we're already becoming those gays. Like,
yes.
I get it. I can't be much of a hater because I am living on that street. But yeah, they were lovely. They even were like, oh my God, Jono, he's gay. Let's hug him and support him.
I know.
He's gay.
They were so lovely. They were just lovely, nice gays. And I'm so glad they did not bring that rabid heathen of a man with them this time.
That rabid heathen of a man?
Whoever he was, he's probably, honestly, that guy is probably actively doing what he can do to become Brittany Mahomes as gay. He's like, I want to be in with her and then in with Taylor and in with Patrick and in with Travis.
Yeah. So Aisha's assigning people. She's puts Bree in laundry. She puts Ellie on service in cabins. And then she points to Carrie and she's like, and you'll be going to Flat River. I need you. And by the way, Bree, laundry has been great. You took the initiative to do your color system. Wonderful. Ellie, your decorations were amazing. Well done. Now, I've noticed some arms are a bit slower with washing. It's like, oh God, here's she's gonna send Ellie down a fucking spiral. And I love it. Yeah. I'm here for it.
Yeah. By the way, I love that Brie, like, laundry's been going amazing after it was only been half a charter. Those beads came in the middle of this last, most recent charter. It's like, oh, you had 12 hours when no socks got lost. You're doing amazing.
So she's like, yeah, Carrie cleaned the pantry in half the time that it's been taking everybody else to clean the pantry. So yeah, because everything she does is like this, and she does like a really fast imitation of Carrie. And she goes, and that's how it should be on yachts.
Everyone just really needs to learn to nail it now. Now I know I've only got about 5 minutes left with the rest of you. I just wanted to make it clear. Carrie amazing, you terrible. Carrie amazing, you terrible. Any questions?
Let's put it this way. Carrie's just the best stew that's ever been on this boat. Ellie is sort of like the Brie of stews, and Brie is just the... Well, Brie is just the lost sock of our laundry at this point. Do you see what I'm saying here? Does that make me lost sock?
There has been palpable shift in Aisha's behavior towards me ever since Carrie got on board. And here I'm like, what about me? Remember me? Do you even know my name?
Questionable!
You know, I saw a movie once where they poured pig's blood on Carrie's head, and I think that's a good idea.
So Aisha is like,
oh, right. So when the sheets are done, go back to beds, blah, 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 clean up, etc. Don't be slow. Okay, Carrie is my favorite.
I just wanted to write some assignments on the whiteboard here so we can all see what we're gonna do. Carrie, amazing. Ellie, stupid. Brie, stupid. Okay, everyone, go take a picture.
Brie, do you have any more of those little color pins? I'd like to put a gold one on Carrie. Gold stands for best stew. So if you're confused, just look at the pin, then look at the key.
Okay. Ow, I just was wiping my eye and I had a sharp nail and I poked myself in the eye with my sharp nail. Ow,
we're both crumbling.
This is karma. How powerful is Brittany Mahomes anyway?
She's very powerful. She already took out my Brittany neck Mahomes this morning. Just
blinded me.
She's like, next time you talk ill of my man, I'm going to come for you. And I have no idea what she sounds like. I pulled my neck before we started recording. And I'm really, so like, we're both just like falling apart right now.
Yeah. And we're still probably better than Brie and Ellie at things.
Yeah, welcome. That was from me.
Okay, so then Aisha is radioing Ellie. Like, where are you? Oh, wait. Well, first we get to Brie's like,
well, there, Aisha's like, it's one of the funnest nights ever. I'm like, God. And like, yeah, really? Was it fun for you, Ellie?
And then he's like, well, Joe walks in with Carrie. I'm like, fuck off. And she goes,
oh, listen, Joe's just Joe, okay? Who could Joe be other than Joe? Joe's like a pair of underwear without the correct name on them. It's just floating around. And then suddenly somebody says, where are my underwear? Why am I crying right now? I thought I fixed it.
No, I'm excited to go back to South Florida. I'm not going to lie. I want to go to a Buffalo Wild Wings and...
I want to be where the people are. I want to see them doing shots at the piano bar, probably.
I'm trying to remember what was in Fort Lauderdale when we were there. I just remember really drunk people on the sidewalk.
Fort Lauderdale's wild. Yeah, everywhere we go, Florida is wild, really. And Miami gets a reputation for being wild, but literally everywhere we go there is crazy. People party like maniacs. You can be in a young place. You can be in an old like a place with older people. Everyone's fucking boobies up to their face, parting their faces off.
Like, I will always remember that lady being literally dragged by security out of our show while we were on stage doing some recap, and there was this lady and she was on the ground, and there were two guys, one had each arm, and we're hauling her, and there was like a staircase. It was like this, the venue was like this weird kind of pit, and they were pulling her up a staircase, and her shirt was riding up over her stomach. And, I was just like, damn, Fort Lauderdale. That was wild.
That was the one that was in that punk club, and it was in that pit because people would body surf. Like, you jump off the stage and you body surf. Remember, that was the one that Leah and Captain Lee came to.
Yeah.
And Leah Black. And Leah was like, what is this? It was so crazy. It was wild. It was like worst. In a punk club, people were acting like maniacs, like the people, parting their faces off.
The people who worked there were such dicks. And the people that worked there were such dicks because they were like, yeah, we deal with punk bands. And then here come two gay guys talking about Bravo. And they were like, ugh. I'm like, you just wait, sir. I guarantee our crowd is going to be much rowdier than any of your punk crowds. And sure enough, there was that lady getting carted off.
Yes, I was so proud of everybody. Okay.
That was wild.
So now Aisha is trying to get Ellie on radio. And she's like, Ellie, what's your location? And she's like, oh, I was helping Bree finish cabins. And she's like, oh, I asked Bree to do that and for you to do the stairs. And she's like, but I was just trying to help. And she goes, just do what I've said. How about that? How about you just do what I say? Right?
And then Aisha's looking and she finds a whole bunch of fingerprints on a door. So she radios, she's like, Ellie, Aisha, come on, I need you to come. There's finger marks all over this door frame. I need you to fix this. So Ellie is in the crew mess. And so she's like goofing off. And she's like, but I need to conserve my energy a little bit. And she's like dancing around and joking, pretending to be like fake fighting with Joe and everything. And Aisha's like watching down the hallway like, Ellie, get over here.
Listen, all through this hallway, there's like little finger marks everywhere. It's like the walls are a woman and Joe's around. I need it cleaned off, please.
Oh, yes, I'm doubling down. So Ellie starts like wiping down the walls and she tells us, I feel like I have to check out a little bit because I don't like how I'm being treated. I fully understand that Aisha wants the highest yacht standards, but the way she's going about it, she's achieving opposite effect. I'm like, yeah, but just do your job also. Do your job and she'll probably treat you a lot better, as you can see the way she's treating Carrie.
But I feel like that's such a modern way of looking at work too. Like, you're doing a poor job. Thanks for coming to Human Resources. You're doing a poor job. Yeah, you're not really inspiring me to do a better job.
I know. Exactly. This is like very much a 2024 response.
I'm going to need more from you as my employer if you want more from me. Literally, I need more positive energy. Could we do that?
Yeah. It's because you're still messing up and it's the last charter. That's why you're not getting the great feedback from Aisha anymore.
Yeah. So then Sandy's like, oh my gosh, final chart. What are you doing? Aisha, are you meditating? What are you doing?
She's like, oh, I'm just enjoying this moment. We've got about 5 minutes left and I've got one decent employee. It's wonderful.
So then, because they're standing in line waiting for the guests to arrive, and here they come, it's Stacy, and he's like, are you ready for this? And she's like, we're ready for you, okay? Listen, we got naps at 10 o'clock, hugs at 11 o'clock, banana at 12 o'clock, and a marathon of wind all the way to dinner.
Hope someone's ready to cuddle up in my cuddle crib. Wind is on, guys. It's on streaming now. So then we see Ian, which is odd because we never see him anymore. And he's like, last charter, we're going to have some fun. Check out ancient ruins. Be sure to finish strong. We made it. Yes, last charter. Wah!
Carrie and Ellie are making espresso martinis. And so Ellie... Ellie really is going on a power trip wherever she can find one. And if it means during making espresso martinis, so be it. So Ellie's like,
so let me teach you how to make an espresso martini. Use strainer. It helps with foam.
And she's like, oh, but I just put the milk in at the end so it doesn't curdle.
She's like, oh, how do you add milk? Do you shake it or no? Are you stupid? Like dumb floater stew? Try to take my job? Are you going to do the strainer method like I told you?
And she's like, so how do you add the milk? You shake milk? And she's like, no, I just shook it. And then at the end, I put a tiny splash of the milk. And she's like, oh, good job. She's like trying to show power, but she has not learned how to not curdle milk yet. And Carrie's like, oh, better enjoy that. Hope you enjoyed being put in your place there, madame.
Ellie's cocktails have not been amazing all season. There was that strange mojito, although she did tell us it was a mango mojito, which is why it was orange, because we were like, what sort of mojito is that color of it? So to be fair, we do have explanation for some of them, but like I feel like low-key one of the storylines that has not been focused on is that like every charter someone's upset about Ellie's cocktails.
Yeah. They don't taste right or something. So then Stacy, the main gay, is like, oh, here's to a couple of relaxing days filled with all kinds of mischief. Like, mischief? No. Well, there's going to be a lot of pashmina flowing and slow dancing to Kenny G.
We're going to get into so much mischief. We're going to go see the Temple of Poseidon. There's going to be a balloon arch. And we might even listen to some ABBA. So get ready, America. You're going to see the most mischievous mischief and that Charlie you've ever seen on Below Decks.
So then Nathan is talking about how girls obviously thinking of a lot of things to do with her past relationship. And she's saying she wants me to show her that I like her, but I don't think I can show her any more than I've already showed her. Then we see clips of him showing
her. I'm like, sir, have you forgotten about skywriting? Hello.
I'm exhausted. So, now it's time to uncover the wing stations. What's that?
Wing stations. Oh, well, you would think it sounds like it's a buffet for some BW squared, Buffalo Wild Wings. But actually, I think it's just some boat terminology for things on the sides of the boat. So not as exciting as it sounds.
Your wing stations cleared, you little maniacs, you little heathens, you little mischievous heathens. So then Aisha tells Ellie to go down to let Bree go on break. And then so Ellie takes over laundry. Dun, dun, dun. What will happen? So I love this show because you're like, uh-oh, Ellie's in laundry.
I know. Just like, when Bree had gotten her system right with putting beads on names. So,
I love that the audience is literally sitting here waiting to see if anyone's been fucking with Bree this whole time. I need this to be the ending, that we find out that either Joe or Ellie or someone has been fucking with Bree this whole time. Please.
It's just been Captain Sandy. So Jono, meanwhile, has a moment of reflection because he's talking about how he hasn't met a lot of gay or black people in yachting. And so, you know, and he obviously is gay and black, which makes him a double minority. And so it's meaningful to him that there's a charter full of gay people on board. And so he really wants to make sure they're super extra happy. And he really sells this point by saying, I need that flavor. Okay.
Yeah. So then it is lunchtime, and they're talking, like the gays are talking, like, who's cuter? Is it Nathan or is it Joe? And Tony's like, both, but I know which one's probably family. And they're like, the chef, right? I was like, why didn't you bring up the chef? Why is it only Nathan or Joe who's cute?
Yeah, well,
it's never the gay. It's always the straight ones. I feel like people are always like, I'm just going to go for the straight.
You know, they're right there. They're more muscular. You know, it's the deckhands always get all the love. I mean, let's be honest.
You fuck the deckhands, you marry the one who will feed you, I guess.
Yeah. You marry the one who's going to serve you a cookie on top of a slice of cake.
Fuck yeah. I wouldn't hire that person, but I would marry them in 2 seconds. Like, that sounds like a Friday night to me. It sounds like any night to me. I mean, that whole thing, I love how offended we were. Like, a cookie on top of a piece of cake, when in reality, I couldn't even talk. My tongue was so hard. I was like, I can't believe that cookie on top of a cat.
I'm still pretty offended by it. I love the idea of it as a as Tuesday night at home. I don't love the idea of it for a 50th anniversary celebration dessert. Yeah. But otherwise, honestly, very into it. So now water toys are going out and everything, and Joe's telling us, I have no harsh feeling towards Gail. We've had our ups and downs. I wanted to excel, period. I wanted to do the tented driving, period. So I've got to be very careful what I say to Gail. I mean, guys and girls can be mates, can't they? Can't they? That's weird. Weird world.
You got to be careful how you talk to ladies. That's why you can't have one with a finger on the nuclear button.
That's right. Women are so emotional. You got to be careful. So my favorite fallacy. So Aisha is...
Did someone say fallacies?
No, okay, Brittany phallic. Mahomes. So...
the gays.
That was Brittany trying to get in with the gays. Quiet, Brittany.
Commercials. Here comes one right now.
So then Gail and Joe are talking, and he's like helping her with something. Oh, yeah. So then Aisha and Ellie. So she's like, so when you make things like this, if you take the lid off, as soon as you've done the shot, put the lid back on the shaker. Because otherwise things get strewn around. And I really don't like when things are strewn around. Okay, got it. Just roll it down. We'll look at not every day and remember, no strewn.
You know, it's just good habits for your next boat, you know. Do you want to go down to laundry and see if anything needs running down there? Also a good habit for your next boat, where you'll be demoted to third stew, most likely.
So then Ellie goes down to laundry, and she's like, well, hello, I've been sent to team up. What do you need? And she's like, got some rags. These towels can go back. And she's like, this one is wet. She goes, yeah, we're letting go. Just make sure what you write with Joe's stuff, because I've written it all down. Sorry, it's just so we don't mess with Bree's system, you know? So I don't want her to come back and be upset about it. I'm not trying to mess with anything. No, I'm just saying. I know you're not trying to, but I'm just saying I don't want any of that. Sometimes there's just too many cooks in the stew, you know? Just too many cooks, too many stews, not enough stew for the cooks. I mean, are the cooks not supposed to eat the stews? I've made the stew, I've cooked the stew, I'm eating the stew. I do everything. I'm the animal in the stew. I literally do every job for the stew. Do you understand?
Wow, that feels amazing. A second stew having floater. Tell me at this point, period, at the same time, comma. Whoops, looks like some accidental narration got into the note there, but you know what, I can sort of see myself saying that. Anyway, at this point, period, at this point, comma, I've been kicked out of laundry, but now Carrie can do laundry all of a sudden? What the fuck is going on?
So then Nathan and Gail are talking about getting tickets to a gun show. Is that...
I don't remember the scene, but I'm assuming they're talking, it must be an arms situation.
From Texas. So
this was not a gun show. This is like a, what's last, maybe like a rope show, like a dangling rope, what I'm doing.
Yeah, I don't have guns. I have tents. I have flesh sleeping bags hanging over sticks.
I have a beware of dog sign. That's my arm. Beware of dogs. Just something that's really not going to be helpful, but you hope does in a pinch.
I have a wet sock hanging from a tree branch.
I have an unlocked front door. Here, welcome to my unlocked front door. This is just totally... Come on in.
Okay, so Aisha's checking on laundry, and Ellie's like, well, there's quite a bit going on, but Carrie said there's too many cooks in kitchen, so now I'm back. I'm back here now.
She's like, great. So glad to have you back.
Oh, you know what? I just heard that there's a starfish that needs some help with clearing a table, so maybe throw yourself overboard and help the fish, and we'll get you in, I don't know, about 3 days.
So then Bree checks on Carrie, and Carrie's like, oh, listen,
Ellie came in. She started being like a tornado. I said, listen, there's too many tornadoes in the stew. Do you know? No one wants to eat tornado stew, cook. Get out of here, cookie. I'm cooking the next tornado. Do you know what I mean? I don't want her messing up with your laundry. And she's like,
oh, that is amazing. You know, it seems like laundry is just flying by now. Oh, no, colors.
It's really helped a lot, but I cannot find tornado's uniform, so I'm very scared.
So, she also, Brie also says that having Carrie means that she has more time to focus on laundry too, which helps, which also is not nothing. So, for those who really want my analysis of the situation, so Aisha is like, the guests are playing on their toys and everything, and Aisha, is now gonna tell, wants Ellie to decorate the table. And Sandy's checking in on Ian and everything. It's just sort of busy stuff is happening around the boat.
Yeah, they're decorating for the Swedish pop music night. And then Aisha is radioing Joe. And she's like, do you and Gail want to plan something for tonight? And Carrie's like, I'm here. I can do it. I've choreographed many, many a thing. I put on community theater while I've been cooking. I actually worked for a dinner theater. I made the dinner. I was the dinner. I served the dinner. And I was the lead in Hello Dolly. So I can do literally anything that you'd like. But was it Swedish? It was Swedish Hello Dolly. It was Hello Dolly as told by ABBA. So
yes,
I can do it.
It starred Brett Butler in a comeback performance and got rave reviews with a local newspaper in Scotland. So I think I know what I'm doing. So Joe's telling us, you know, me and Carrie, we've got the same vibes, you know. But at the minute, we're just mates. We're just mates. I'm like, yeah, no one was asking if you guys are together. Like, you can stop telling us. You can stop, like, reassuring us that you guys are just mates. Also, because we know you're going to try to get into her pants as soon as you're drunk.
Yeah, and the producer's like, so, are you just friends, Carrie? She's like, yeah. And they're like, do you bang your friends? She's like, I have done. So then Aisha is calling Carrie to the pantry, and she radios her. She's like, come to the pantry. And then Ellie radios. And she's like, Carrie and I need your help decorating, please. And Aisha radios again. She's like, Ellie, I said that she'll clear the pantry on the radio. God damn it.
Okay, well, I just wanted to say, hello, radio. It's Ellie. Need help decorating. More important.
Lamborghini requires roadside assistance with decorations. Please report to Lamborghini.
I don't understand what Ellie's playing at. I think she's trying to show Carrie. Hi, bitch. I've been here longer. But guess what, Ellie? I'm going to swoop in and I'm going to snuff out your candle. Elton John's going to have to write a new version for this one because the candle in the wind has been snuffed. Sorry, Marilyn. Sorry, Diana. Ellie, you're next, bitch.
Candle in my fingers, which have also been up me bum.
So now they're serving serving dinner. They're doing the synchronized service and all that stuff. Serving Jono serves up some steak and celery yak, etc. And then upstairs, Nathan and Gail are cuddling in bed, and she's like,
"I'm so excited."
He's like, "For drivel?"
"Yes, but I'm also scared."
He's like, "Scared?"
He seems nice, but what if he's lying about it? What if he's not really nice? I've been so hurt before. What if I get hurt again?
Yeah, I don't know how you're going to get hurt. You just went from one yachty relationship to another yachty relationship. Sounds solid to me.
Yeah, she's like,
I just don't want to go through the same thing. I mean, like, you know, on the outside environment,
it's very Love Island. Like,
are we going to work on the outside?
It's like, the answer is no. I'm telling you this right now. So just enjoy it while you have it now and stop worrying about it.
But that's what kind of kills me about these storylines is they're so Love Island. It's just everybody watches it, you know? And so now they come on and they do a Love Island story every time. Literally, do you remember, not Natasha, it was Natasha and what's the other girl? Natalia. I think it was Natalia, right? Who's like, oh, it's quite fit. Which one's quite fit? That one's quite fit. Yeah, it's the fittest. Who's the fittest? It's like, okay. Yeah. You're all just on the wrong show.
I know. Yeah, we need to have like Yacht Island. So,
We're having landlocked. One free show idea. I'm just gonna pitch a million shows every episode.
Gail is, Gail and Joe are talking about doing this dance thing tonight. And Nathan's getting into a costume with leotard. His dick is kind of showing. And they're just all getting ready for this big performance. And then they do it. They do the performance and then people clean up and then go to bed. And now it's the next morning.
So Aisha's talking just zipped to right through that. Sandy about her big day, planning the big day of getting engaged to Leah. And she's like, I never in a million years would have guessed that one day I'd be planning her engagement. And then we see clips of when they first met. And we get the, when I was a kid to figure out how poo-poo worked, and I put my thumb up my bunghole. And I love that they put that clip in. I felt like it was a gift.
It really was. So Ian asks if he can go on the excursion today because he's never been on one. So he's going to go. And then the guests see this, the temple of Poseidon from the boat. They're like, oh my god, it's like a temple. She was like, yes, Mother Webree, you're gonna get with the guests to the temple.
Oh good, can I do laundry at temple? No. Can I put pin on temple? No. What do I do with
temple? I can't believe you're letting me go out to an excursion. Oh my god, what did I do to deserve it?
She starts crying.
I know.
She's like,
thank you so much for letting me go work.
Well, you were halfway adequate. You were halfway adequate for half of a charter, so we thought we'd reward you.
What do they do to these poor people? This girl is sobbing that she gets to leave the boat for 10 minutes. And it's still at work. It's not like she's sending you on vacation. She's like, you get to carry gay things up a gay hill to a Greek ruin. Congratulations.
She's like, oh, thank you so much.
So the guests all leave. And so Aisha sits with Sandy to do some more planning. And she's like, Captain, there are a few things I'd like to go over with you. Are there any party flowers that you like? And how would you like them arranged?
Oh, well, I want you to line them up on the dock. And then there's a table. I want there to be a violinist and champagne. And then maybe another dock over, like far enough away where it's not definitely not part of it, but you can see it. Put like a little folding chair for Norma and say, this could be you. But you're stupid.
Yeah. Give her some of those opera glasses or something. So she really wanted to understand what she's not invited to. Okay, here's one thing that's very important. Okay, Aisha? Golf shirts. Do you have golf shirts? I want a golf shirt. Make it shiny. Do you have golf cleats just to complete the look?
Yes, plenty. Yes.
Yeah, just like Leah just always thinks I'm so handsome when I golf.
Okay, here's what I want you to do. I want you to put one of those those trellises or whatever, the things that people get married under. But instead of flowers, just put a whole bunch of branzinos up there. It'll be real pretty.
You know what? I wanted a violinist, but instead of a violinist, could I just have, I don't know, Hannah? Get Hannah some heroin, because I know she's an addict. And put her at the end of a dock and just have her play a branzino. Just say, hey, listen, heroin Hanny, just here's the violin to play. Let's watch her play the branzino.
Maybe Roy Orbison Jr. could be on the keys, because we didn't see him this season. And apparently America loves to see him, which is why he's been back 5 times.
Okay, so then we go to the excursion and Ian's like, oh, so this was constructed in the 5th century BC. It's historically served as navigational point for sailors. As you can see, there's 7 sailors there standing there.
There's nobody there.
My bad.
Bree is sitting there putting little color pins on every column.
She's like, now I know which column is which column.
As you can see, the columns are not actually perfectly straight. Just like us, girl. Just like us.
Thank God for gay people, huh?
I don't know if I get the joke.
So he's like, and this was the prototype for the Acropolis as well. And they're like, wow, how do they even lift those blocks up there?
Aliens. Huh?
So
he's like,
wow, look at all this information he has brought. He's so smart.
And then they're like, wow. Look, there's the boat. Do you think that maybe they can see us mooning them? Let's moon. So Ian radios. He's like, hello, Motor Yacht Mystique. Can you guys see the moon? And they're like, yeah, I think so. It's weird how you can see it during the day. Like, no, the actual buttocks.
Has someone put a tunnel into the moon? Well, that was rude. That was just rude.
They're like, oh, we're noticing. Yes, oh, we see them. We see them all. Oh, I just got into the tunnel in the moon. You know, why are their bottles different colors?
Sorry, I had to put pins on bottles so I could tell which person was which person. Wait a minute. Joe, how are you all the way over there? Your butthole is over here. Oh, no, wrong bead.
I put purple Joe bead on pink gay man bead, but...
Girl, it ain't the first time I've had the wrong beads up my butt.
Oh, no.
Samuel, I think it's weird that we've been bending over with our butts in the air for about 5 minutes now at this ancient ruin.
And Bree's like,
I'm so happy that Ian prepared so much information for this excursion, because it's not like Ian and I are the most entertaining people on the boat, you know?
Oh, yes, you are. Yes, you are. I would literally pay. You're the first Below Deck member that I've wanted to have a live show, because I would totally come to see you just do laundry.
I'm just trying to figure something out.
Do crowd work. Like, people can throw you their laundry, and then you could try to figure out whose bra belongs to who.
And make sure, like, the like visually, it looks like a magic show. Like, it's like, da-da-da-da, and there's fog in the air. And she's just, like, picking up a shirt and like, let's see, this is Joe. I put here to left. And then just puts it on a pile to the minute, right.
These boxers, I'm sure of it. These boxers belong to Nathan.
No, actually, those are mine.
Damn it.
It's like seeing a mentalist at work, a very bad mentalist. Except all the clues. All the answers are right there. She doesn't have to even look. Like, a mentalist normally would close her eyes and be like, I feel like this belongs to Joe. But she's like...
According to the label says Joe, so this belongs to Captain Sandy?
No, no.
I thought it was a trick question.
Lasers are going off.
This one is for Ellie. This is definitely for Ellie.
That is a shoe, and it belongs to one of the nameless engineers on board.
So Aisha is telling Ellie to get ready for the sexy god theme. Because we got to get the drag queens. At one point in this, they go, we're going to have drag queens tonight. And Captain Sandy goes, I love drag queens. I don't know why it was such a funny shot to me, but we know that that's not true, right? Captain Sandy does not like drag queens.
No, she's just nervous. I can almost
guarantee you that she hates drag queens. I think she's probably guarding her fanny pack when a drag queen comes on board.
I think she is so nervous about her engagement. Like, she's just can't control the things coming out of her mouth. It's like, hey, Captain Sandy, do you like drag queens? I love drag queens. I'm totally chilling right now. What do you think about oil spills? Oil spills, so fun. Oh, I love an oil spill. Yeah. Are you okay, Captain Sandy? I'm totally fine. I'm totally fine. Everything's fine with me.
I just feel like a drag queen would be like, oh, hey, you know, so Dennis the Menace, what are you doing tonight? She'd be like, you know what? I don't appreciate that. I didn't think that was funny. And I'm higher on the chain of command than you are. So I said, unless you really need some empowerment and you want to learn how to drive a boat and put the hours in, I really don't have time for this.
Okay. Wow, someone's a very serious Sally.
Well, actually, my name is Sandy, not Sally. And if you really were working hard, you could have just called me a serious Sandy.
So then let's see. So everybody's getting ready, and Ellie's like, Brie, I'll need your help decorating, please, because we have blue curtains. We can pop them all around. And Carrie's like, do you want me to pull some glasses? She's like, we are focusing on decor right now.
Sorry, you just want decor? She's like,
yes, you can help Brie with these curtains.
And so she starts to help out, and Ellie is basically commandeering all the stews to put up balloons, and she just barking orders all around.
Balloon there, balloon there. Excuse me, Brie. Balloon there.
Okay, do you know what we're going to do here on the bar? Balloons.
No, we're going to put flag. Flag on bar.
I thought now, who's chief stew now, huh?
Isn't that offensive to say? Flag! I said flag!
Now shut up, you homo, and get to work. Wait a minute.
Homeowner, I said. Future homeowner.
Aisha tells the chef dinner's at 9, and he's like, well, I'm definitely, like, half an hour ago, I was definitely hitting a wall. It sounded like this. Uh-oh, there's a wall.
I designed that wall, unfortunately, because I was an architect. So,
so you know, it could withstand a crash, and then I ate it.
So they're still there. They're doing this. Ellie, the decorations for this thing is going on for so long, and there's all this chitter chat back and forth on the radios about, is there double sided tape? There's no double sided tape, and Aisha's like,
idiot, Aisha. Hi. If you don't have double sided tape, you can always take regular tape and loop it around. You know, a skill you may have learned in kindergarten. Do you understand how tape works? Okay. Thank you so much.
And since Ellie's like, okay, Bree, what are you up to?
I'm busy blowing up balloons. Use air compressor. Be quicker. Carrie, help Bree. Help Bree with balloons.
She's like, okay, I'm going to go see Bree. And she's like, how's this conversation still going?
So they're still sticking up all these balloons. And Aisha's like,
I have noticed that Ellie's kind of overstepping her role. I think Ellie thinks that, like, being a chief stew is just walking around the boat telling people what to do. They are pretty capable of putting balloons in the right places. Thanks, Ellie.
It is 20 past.
20 past 8?
20 past 20. Wait, is this hour?
It's not 8.
It is, though. 20 is 8, no? What is 28? Is 8. Where does balloon go? How many balloons are 20? If I was a balloon, where would I be on clock?
Yeah, by the way, this does make me think, like, when an Aisha's like, listen, people know where to put the balloons. I'm like, I don't know. When it comes to Bree, I think she might need some specifics.
Season back yet. Yeah, you haven't watched the whole season yet, but yeah. I think that's a bold assumption.
Yeah. Next thing you know, Bree is going to be putting up, like, underwear and Captain Sandy's shirt on the wall. She's like,
oh, I thought you said laundry, not balloon.
So now people are getting dressed in sexy togas for the toga party, the ABBA toga party, but we're not allowed to say ABBA, so watch out. And then basically Sandy's like, oh my God, Ian, go get the drag queens. And please, don't let him call me Sandy Duncan.
Let the drag queens out. Woof, woof, woof.
Don't ever do that again.
All right, so now it's time to clear. So Aisha's like, Jono, we're clearing. And then Ellie gets on her radio. She's like, Jono, Ellie, we're clearing now.
And Aisha's like, yes, I just said that. She's like, oh, I didn't hear. So it's like, okay, so either you are doing some weird flex, which is bad, or you're not listening to your chief stew, which is bad. So which version do you want?
Either way, it's fucking funny. And H is like, if you could just take care of all that stuff. Just, I'm so sorry. I didn't mean anything by it.
I just wanted to show Kerry that I'm the one who's in charge. That's all. I didn't mean anything by it. She has not once this whole season said that we're clearing on the radio. This is the straw that broke the camel's back for me. It's just too much. Oh, no. I put laundry on camel's back. It all fall over now.
The camel was wearing the wrong shirt on his back, and the camel got upset with me about it.
I never came up with pin for camel. Oh, I was confused. Why don't you do a camel color for camel?
It is so confusing because I saw camel on camel, and I said, no, this can't be right.
What is camel hair?
So, Joe and Gail are riding in the tender to get the drag queens, and Joe's being, you know, he's like, okay, go a little faster, go a little slower. It's very much like your dad teaches you how to drive in the driveway. So Gail's like,
he's just so, he's such, like, he's even mansplaining what they're literally doing. He's like, so all these lights are sailboats. She's like, uh-huh. Yeah, well, we're picking up drag queens, eh? Yes, dude. Oh my God, you've like mansplained twice in one sentence. Yes, they're sailboats, and yes, you're going to pick up drag queens. For fuck's sake, the woman has eyes.
Yes, but I don't know if I can trust my eyes anymore.
So she's saying that, like,
you know, Joe is actually very encouraging me to me, and that's what I loved about him from the beginning. And, you know, he was always looking, willing to teach me. But if he could have just dropped whatever petty resentment he had for me, we'd probably be best friends. But, like, this is Joe being a good lead dickhead.
I'm like, whatever, he's still a dick. Don't give him any credit whatsoever.
And he's like, give him enough room because you don't know where his anchor chain is. You know, this is a boat. We're on water. She's like,
I've got it.
So then Aisha is calling Ellie because they need to have a talk. So she's like, oh, I just wanted to have a word with you, cock gobbler. It's not you. It's neither here nor there. I just really love that word. Isn't it fun? All right. Now, listen, after that dinner stuff, calling Jono, she's like,
oh, I apologize. What? Hmm?
Oh, no, oh, I apologize. Oh, yes, no, I am not very angry at you. I'm just speaking in a very high-pitched tone right now. I apologize. Oh, what?
Oh. I know, it's just annoying me because I feel like it's been a build-up and, you know, you've been overstepping as the sick.
Really? Oh. Oh, no, please, no. Just because I'm speaking in a strange falsetto doesn't mean I completely disagree with your assessment and that you're a total bitch. No.
Listen, you're not going to out-strange voice me, all right? I'm the original strange voice talker on this show. I can act, look at this. I'm going to talk like this. You can't be a stranger voice than me.
You know, the job as a second is to delegate when I'm not around, but if I'm on the floor, you're not delegating. Yes, got it. Hold on one moment. Bree, Bree, Ellie, just as a reminder that the job, my job is to delegate to you, so I am now delegating things to you. Okay. Yes, Aisha.
All right, now you're doing it right in front of me. You know what?
One moment. Bree, now I'm going to do it in front of Aisha, and I will do it in front of you too, if you need.
I don't appreciate that.
I don't appreciate.
All right, you can stop repeating me.
You can stop repeating.
All right, listen. It's to the point where I'm like, you've disrespected my position for your own ego, and I just don't give a shit anymore.
Oh. Well, I don't know why Aisha is just blaming me for everything at this point. Don't be mad at the Lamborghini for going faster on highway or choosing to go slower if it wants to. But making me the scapegoat? Fuck that. I'm not taking that shit. Lamborghini doesn't have to take regular unleaded when it has premium gasoline available.
Now, I've had it all throughout the season. I've coddled her, and I've had enough of coddling. Gail, are you okay? Has anybody offered to go on trips with males over you today? Come here, give me a hug.
Oh, I just saw some cherry tomatoes, and I thought, well, Nathan wants to have cherry tomatoes on their own land. I don't know, it's just a lot right now, Aisha.
Oh, gosh. Well, next week is the big season finale where Joe bungles Captain Sandy's engagement.
I can't wait. I can't wait to see what happens there. Yeah. Oh, well, thanks, everyone, for being here. What a blast. What a fun time. And don't forget, we got our Two Teas in a Pod crossover. That's later tonight. And Secret Lives of Mormon Wives later this week. And all sorts of fun recaps, including the Salt Lake City premiere. So, big stuff. Thanks for listening, and we'll catch you on the next one. Bye, everyone.
Watch What Crappens would like to thank its premium sponsors.
Ain't No Thing Like Allison King.
Ashley Savoni, she don't take no baloney.
Aaron McNicholas, she don't miss no trickolas. Jamie, she has no last namey.
Hava Nagila Weber.
Know Your Worth with Jason Kurth.
Sipped Some Scotch with Jessica Trotch.
She's our favorite streamer, Caroline Peacock.
She's a total knockout, it's Katie Manock.
Kristen the Piston Anderson.
Let's give a kisserino to Lisa Lino.
Let's get feely with Maggie Sheely.
Megan Berg. You can't have a burger without the Berg.
Cast a Spell with Shannon Spellman.
The Bay Area Betches.
betches.
And our super premium sponsors.
Somebody get us 10 cc's of Betsy MD.
We're taking the gold with Brenda Silva.
Let's get real with Caitlin O'Neill.
Don't get salty with Christine Pepper. Can't have a meal without the Emily Sides.
Nobody holds a candle to Jamie Kendall.
We got our wish. It's Jen Plish.
She's not harsh. She's Jill Hirsch.
She's a little bit loony. Junie. My favorite Murdo, Karen McMurdo. We love him madly. It's Kyle Pod Chadley.
Let's go on a bender with Lauren Fender. The incredible edible Matthews sisters.
Give him hell, Miss Noel.
Ring that bell for Rachel.
She's the queen bee. It's Sarah Lemke. Shannon, out of a cannon, Anthony.
Let's take off with Tamla Plain.
She ain't no shrinking Violet Kutar. We love you guys.
If you like Watch What Crappens, you can listen ad-free right now by joining Wondery Plus in the Wondery app or on Apple Podcasts. Prime members can listen ad-free on Amazon Music. Before you go, tell us about yourself by filling out a short survey at wondery.com/survey.